we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Beware of the Way of Balaam. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. But I have a few things against you. You have some people there who follow the teaching of Balaam, who instructed Balak to put a stumbling block before the people of Israel so they would eat food sacrificed to idols and commit sexual immorality. I have just read from the New English Translation. Desmond was frustrated with how things were going in his life. Determined to experience a positive turnaround, he sought spiritual help. His mother took him to a renowned prophet in their village, a man who preached holiness and prayed in the name of Jesus. However, Desmond soon realized that the prophet relied on other mystical methods for power. He also discovered that the prophet had a secret harem of women. Alarmed by what he saw, Desmond knew that staying under such a man's ministry would only lead him into greater spiritual trouble. This prophet exemplifies those who walk in the way of Balaam. Such people claim to speak for God, but secretly engage in divination and seek power from unclean spirits. Their motivation is greed, the love of money, power, and influence. Although Balaam had the ability to hear from God, he never truly loved God. Those who love God will also love his people. But Balaam was willing to destroy Israel for personal gain. Jesus made it clear that a person cannot love both God and mammon. Matthew 6:24. False prophets often start off well, but eventually turn to demonic resources to maintain their influence over gullible followers. A key way to identify false teachers is by their spirit and motivation. Instead of making disciples of Christ, they seek personal fame, wealth, and the praise of men. Go into today remembering to be discerning about who ministers to you. Do not let the love of money enter your heart. One way to safeguard your heart against greed is by using your money to serve God's purposes. Ask the Lord for wisdom and grace to remain true to Him. Lord, help me to discern true ministers from false ones. Keep my heart free from the love of money and help me to serve you with all I have. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Genesis chapters 20 to 23. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Genesis chapters 20 to 23.
Now Abraham moved on from there into the region of the Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur. For a while he stayed in Gerar, and there Abraham said of his wife Sarah,
"She is my sister."
Then Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent for Sarah and took her. But God came to Abimelech in a dream one night and said to him,
"You are as good as dead because of the woman you have taken. She is a married woman."
Now Abimelech had not gone near her, so he said,
"Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation? Did he not say to me, 'She is my sister'? And didn't she also say, 'He is my brother'? I have done this with a clear conscience and clean hands."
Then God said to him in the dream,
"Yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience, and so I have kept you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her. Now return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not return her, you may be sure that you and all who belong to you will die."
Early the next morning, Abimelech summoned all his officials, and when he told them all that had happened, they were very much afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham in and said,
"What have you done to us? How have I wronged you that you have brought such great guilt upon me and my kingdom? You have done things to me that should never be done."
And Abimelech asked Abraham,
"What was your reason for doing this?"
Abraham replied,
"I said to myself, 'There is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she really is my sister, the daughter of my father, though not of my mother, and she became my wife.' And when God had me wander from my father's household, I said to her, this is how you can show your love to me. Everywhere we go, say of me, he is my brother.
Then Abimelech brought sheep and cattle and male and female slaves and gave them to Abraham. And he returned Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said,
my land is before you. Live wherever you like.
To Sarah he said,
I'm giving your brother 1,000 shekels of silver. This is to cover the offense against you before all who are with you. You are completely vindicated.
Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female slaves, so they could have children again. For the Lord had kept all the women in Abimelech's household from conceiving because of Abraham's wife, Sarah. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said,
God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age.
The child grew and was weaned. And on the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham held a great feast. But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham was mocking. And she said to Abraham,
you get rid of that slave woman and her son. For that slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son.
The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. But God said to him,
do not be so distressed about the boy and your servant. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. I will make the son of the servant into a nation also, because he is your offspring.
Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on her shoulders and then sent her off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went off and sat down about a bow shot away, for she thought,
I cannot watch the boy die.
And as she sat there, she began to sob. God heard the boy crying. And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her,
what is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation.
Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, said to Abraham,
God is with you in everything you do. Now swear to me here before God that you will not deal falsely with me or my children or my descendants. Show to me in the country where you now reside as a foreigner the same kindness I have shown to you.
Abraham said,
I swear it.
Then Abraham complained to Abimelech about a well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized. But Abimelech said,
I don't know who has done this. You did not tell me, and I heard about it only today.
So Abraham brought sheep and cattle and gave them to Abimelech. And the two men made a treaty. Abraham set apart 7 ewe lambs from the flock, and Abimelech asked Abraham,
What is the meaning of these seven new lambs you have set apart by themselves?
He replied,
Accept these seven lambs from my hand as a witness that I dug this well.
So that place was called Beersheba, because the two men swore an oath there. After the treaty had been made at Beersheba, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, returned to the land of the Philistines. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called on the name of the Lord, the eternal God. And Abraham stayed in the land of the Philistines for a long time. Some time later, God tested Abraham. He said to him,
Abraham,
here I am,
he replied. Then God said,
Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you.
Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants,
Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you.
Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham.
Father.
Yes, my son.
Abraham replied.
The fire and wood are here, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?
Abraham answered.
God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. This way.
And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven,
Abraham, Abraham.
Here I am,
he replied.
Do not lay a hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket, he saw a ram caught by its horns.
Lord,
he went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son.
Oh, God.
So Abraham called that place, The Lord Will Provide. And to this day it is said, On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said,
I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me.
Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba. And Abraham stayed in Beersheba. Some time later, Abraham was told,
Milcah is also a mother. She has borne sons to your brother Nahor. Uz, the firstborn, Buz, his brother, Kemuel, the father of Aram, Kesid, Haso, Pildash, Jidlaf, and Betho.
Bethuel became the father of Rebekah. Milcah bore these eight sons to Abraham's brother Nahor. His concubine, whose name was Rumah, also had sons, Teba, Geham, Tahash, and Meukah. Sarah lived to be 127 years old. She died at Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went to mourn for Sarah and to weep over her. Then Abraham rose from beside his dead wife and spoke to the Hittites. He said,
I am a foreigner and a stranger among you. Sell me some property for a burial site here, so I can bury my dead.
The Hittites replied to Abraham,
Sir, listen to us. You are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our tombs. None of us will refuse you his tomb for burying your dead.
Then Abraham rose and bowed down before the people of the land, the Hittites. He said to them,
If you are willing to let me bury my dead, then listen to me and intercede with Ephron, son of Zohar, on my behalf. So he will sell me the cave of Machpelah, which belongs to him and is at the end of his field. Ask him to sell it to me for the full price as a burial site among you.
Ephron the Hittite was sitting among his people, and he replied to Abraham in the hearing of all the Hittites who had come to the gate of his city.
No, my lord,
he said,
listen to me. I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it. I give it to you in the presence of my people. Bury your dead.
Again Abraham bowed down before the people of the land, and he said to Ephron in their hearing,
Listen to me, if you will. I will pay the price of the field. Accept it from me so I can bury my dead there.
Ephron answered Abraham,
Listen to me, my lord. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver, but what is that between me and you? Bury your dead.
Abraham agreed to Ephron's terms and weighed out for him the price he had named in the hearing of the Hittites, 400 shekels of silver, according to the weight current among the merchants. So Ephron's field in Machpelah, near Mamre, both the field and the cave in it, and all the trees within the borders of the field, was deeded to Abraham as his property in the presence of all the Hittites who had come to the gate of the city. Afterward, Abraham buried his wife Sarah in the cave in the field of Machpelah near Mamre, which is at Hebron in the land of Canaan. So the field and the cave in it were deeded to Abraham by the Hittites as a burial site.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.